Blog Talk Radio.
I'm never giving up.
Baby, evening. Welcome to another installment of Epiphany Radio Universe of Real Entertainment Network, presenting the Honey Dripper 2.0, number 12, Menage a Drip. The run back is absolutely real. One of our dopest shows. We are running it back tonight here on Epiphany Radio Universe. It is about that time that you can expect incredible erotic poetry, sexy verses, intimate prose. If you feel like singing along, get along. Call into the number. The number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to be heard here on Epiphany Radio Universal for Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average if you can be raw? Get sure. I'm about to get mine. Now, we are going to have a ball. We are going to be playing all kinds of slow jams, banners and stuff. We're going to try to get you on the road to you getting some, or maybe you want to get some with yourself. Who knows? We don't care. It's Menage a Drip, so this is about the collaboration. This is about you literally menaging with your words. Dripping. Dripping is referred to how we pour out honey sweet over these words erotically. So don't think that actually means that somebody's going to drip on you unless you have a prearranged agreement and there's consent. We really don't care. It's none of our business. Don't bring any babies to us. Our litigating department is pretty strong. All right? That being said, let me get some of these mics open. Now, if you are of Epiphany or of the Drip, please raise your hand so I can see you. I am still horrible at reading numbers. And unless I talk to you 20 or 30 times a day, it ain't going to work. So you got to raise your hand by pressing 1 so that we know it's you. All right? Make sure that you help out. Now, that being said, make sure you hit that 1. Even if your partner is not here for your collabo, hit 1. It is a school night. We're not here for a long time. We're here for a short time. And we're going to get to it and make it happen. Now, before I get started, let me holler at the boss man real quick because I see he's here. So let's welcome the boss man. I'm Larry Maddox, aka For Real the Poet, into the building. Hold on. Boss man, are you there? Hey, for real, are you there? He must be away from his phone. All right, so we're going to put him back. All right, now, let's get started, shall we? One of my favorite poets, a visual and dynamic video artist as well, from the great state, Maryland, Baltimore. Baltimore is the exact. We have essentially Zanice. Zanice, are you there?
I am here. I had to play with my volume a little bit. Hey.
Hey, what's going on? What's happening?
Oh, yeah, there we are. Hey, everything is great. I misread the flyer. I didn't realize this was the collab on that.
Listen, yeah. You don't have to misread the flyer. If you have something to share, sensual, intimate, love, we take it all.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Take it all.
Yeah, I got a little sensual piece to share with you.
Well, all right. Well, I'm going to mute my mic and the mic is yours.
Thank you. The title of this piece is Inception. You warned me with accountings that had me drastically hesitant. You had me worried about the condition of other women's innermost thoughts. You said you had to beat the brakes off. And here I am, longing for gentle strokes, for that insistence your finger strokes while moving in tandem with the rising and the falling of waves. You doled out screams, though, had me begging for reprieve, so unapologetic of the depth sought while molding these walls. You left gaping means of inception, implanting this idea that I could handle it next time. So I kept trying, but finding myself in this same predicament with more dick than I meant to ride. I woke with you inside me, unsure of if what my body recalled was a memory or just a dream. You warned me, but with more audacity than I knew intimately enough, I dared you. And what ensued was this sweeping motion as you lifted both of my legs onto your shoulders and leaned into my resolve so that I might receive the entirety of your intent. And my God, I wasn't ready. If you would just let me lower one leg, I know, you warned me. But this idea I now have has me overconfident in the capacity of my resilience. And since there's nowhere I can run, my only option is to come with you. Home.
Question, I wish we were destined with your reply. It's been hard.
You know what I hate? I hate I was really talking for a long time and I was on mute and I thought I was doing something. Anyway, You broke my concentration. That's how good the piece was.
Yeah.
Where I was at for a second. We're going to do, if you don't have any significant sound in the background, we're going to open your mics and let you know. And, you know, tonight is about the trip. So let's go to Lisa Lips. Lisa Lips, did you hear the piece? What did you think?
That was amazing. I love Janice.
Hey, Lisa, thank you.
Hey, Songbird, what do you think?
Oh, I thought it was amazing.
All right. Now, I see Eric Cole 352. I know it's going to be somebody I know. But we're going to ask who it is. Eric Cole 352, who may I speak?
Oh, this is the one and only Stina, baby.
Oh, Stina, baby. Okay. We got you.
Who they come on, baby mama?
All right.
Hello.
So what do you think of the piece?
Oh, who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, okay. Listen, she had the voice going. So the voice with the content, like the lyrical meanings behind everything, like she was telling a whole sensual story. I was here for it.
Okay. What's up? All right. That was very, very... very intense, Shanice. We stick around and hear the rest of the show.
Definitely. I'll be here.
All right. So we're going to go from you to the great state of Virginia. We're going to go over to Ms. Lisa Lips. Lisa Lips, are you prepared?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, I'm going to mute this music, and everybody can mute your own phones, and away you go.
His eyes are the color of buckwheat honey, and his skin smooth, dark molasses, thick and not too tall. And my heart flutters whenever he walks in the room, because he feels so damn good to me, even though I know he's no damn good for me. Part of me loves him dearly, because he's sweet to me and compassionate. And he knows me in ways that no man ever has. But if you cross him, he can cut you off so quickly that it makes your head spin. He can turn to stone at the drop of a dime, and the blankness in his expression can make your blood run cold. But oh, when he touches me, the fire is almost immediate, because there's something about him that I can't resist. In this world that exists between us, I am Empress, and he serves me as my king. The things he does to my body feel like worship. And even though the sex is mind-blowing, it ain't about me. Because what he does to me is all for his pleasure. Oral sex for him is a feast prepared for one. He sits down to his table and blesses his meal that begins with the finger food, dipping into me, enjoying the sweet stickiness, licking his fingers like KFC. And once he tastes me, the feeding frenzy begins. Licking, sucking, burying his tongue in me so deep that the strains of funeral songs begin to play. And as my rain force begins to pour, he vacuum sucks my clit into his mouth, rolling his tongue around it till I explode in ecstasy. Violent shudders rack my body like grand mal seizures as he maintains the pressure till I can't take any more. And as my shudders reduce to a twitch, he raises from his table and exposes 9 inches of thick magic that's about to carry me beyond the cosmos. He eyes me as I lay there, anticipating his next move, and he giggles out loud, amused at how well I take his antics, and says, "You ready for this punishment?" But he doesn't wait for my answer. Instead, he sinks himself balls deep inside me and long strokes me. The motion is so intoxicating that I feel drunk, and each delicious stroke ends with just a tinge of pain that I absolutely love, and he damn well knows it. So he takes full advantage of my sadistic pleasure, slamming his head against my cervix, creating excruciating pleasures that defy logic, pounding me in metronomic rhythm, slapping my ass against his thighs as he pulls me closer to the edge of the bed and gets on his feet. Now, fully in control of all we do, he raises my legs to his shoulders and holds my hips in his hands, twisting and turning his body from side to side, probing every crevice of my yoni, making me cry out to God and curse altogether. Jesus! Oh, shit, yes, 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 baby, damn. Take this pussy, yes. As my climax comes hard and my stomach clenches from all his deep dives. But it ain't over yet, because he has yet to let go. So he rides my wave to its conclusion, still rock hard and palpitating. And as I go limp, he gets savage, turning me over and hanging me over the edge of the mattress. He spreads me wide and plunges back in, this time pile-driving himself with jackhammer feet to the very depths of my soul. And when he reaches his peak, that deep southern drawl turns into animalistic growls and groans with guttural screams of, "God damn it, woman, look what you made me do," as he sprays me to the nape of my neck with sweet ambrosia. I have no will to move, and my legs are like used paper straws now as he stands over me and marvels, surprised at himself for how much of a mess he just made. So he crosses the hall and returns with a towel to wipe away the remnants so that we can tangle ourselves together and sleep. But it won't last long, because he never lets the sun find him still with me. This is the sex, love, pain we share. Till next time, this is Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Damn.
I'm just saying. I was on a thing. From the nape of your neck sprayed with sweet ambrosia. You filthy. You feel dirty over here. It's nasty.
That's a lot of coffee, right?
The music wouldn't even start.
These are my people.
I'm going to just drink my water.
My water.
I'm trying to play music in the background. Music won't start.
Oh, God.
You got to take it there, right? Hold on. Sometimes I need what I need.
I don't know where she found me. This isn't in Georgia. He in New York. Yeah, it's probably.
All right, enough of that. Y'all keep a round of applause for Lisa Lips and that filthy house. And she's like, we gonna talk to you about that moaning shit. We're talking about that moaning shit.
Oh my God,
that's a little too realistic.
That shit sent me.
Realistically,
I could do rejuvenating.
Who over there?
Listen, we are not having a moan fest over here, okay? We need people to get through the poems and not have to go get some cold press or touch themselves in the between time. But Lisa, that was amazing. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I'll hang out.
I just wanted to get poems as realistic as possible.
Yeah, that moan sounded realistic as a mug. Hold on for a second.
Well, I knew I should have clinched at the beginning. My God.
Uh-oh.
I don't like you.
Clinching,
yeah,
clinching has begun. Okay. We'll be doing some clinching nowadays. Alrighty then. Okay. So we're going to go from you. We're going to go to Win 22. Kendra the Songbird. Are you ready?
Ooh. Am I? Am. I was wondering, are my ladies here with me too?
I believe they are. All right. So wait a second. So
yes, ma'am.
Hold on. Wait a second before her. Let me get some clearance real quick. Just make sure everybody's okay. So hold on. Let me talk to boss man real quick. Hey, boss man. For real, are you there? Gorilla, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, for real, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, for real. All right. So I need you to sit down and be very calm. Something is about to happen. I just want to make sure you're safe before they go at it. Okay?
All right.
All right, you ready? I just wanted to warn you first. I felt it was only prudent. I don't want nothing to happen to you when this goes down. It's about to go down, though. All right, you ready?
All right, yes, sir.
All right. Matter of fact, let me cut this music. All right, I'm gonna put you back. I'm gonna put you back in the queue, or unless you want to stay with your mic open, and We're going to let this happen. Ladies,
yeah, I just moved myself.
What do you want me to do, boss man?
You can put me back, bro.
All right.
I'm
going to bring you back afterwards, though. Because I want your opinion.
All right.
So I'm gonna mute you. All right, and then I'm gonna mute myself, and away you go. What time for the one time?
Okay. Cena, baby, are you there?
I'm here, boo. I'm here. Can you hear me loud and clear?
I do. Is Rare Epiphany there?
I am here, love.
Oh, shit. Okay. Go ahead, Stina. Ooh.
My daydream. As I lay in my bed with my hands under my head, I begin to think about the way he would give me head. He would make my honey elixir ooze before it could drip. The way his lips wrapped around the hood of my clit and how he sucked and teased the tip fast and slow. His head I would grip, pushing his face in deeper as I'm whining my chocolate hips. His licks were long and strong. He would spread these thick legs and expose the pearl tongue, and I would feel the vibrations from his It's only been 5 minutes, and he about to make me come. My legs are jerking, body is shaking. He was feasting, and I was his for the taking. I'm clenching the sheets as his hands holster my feet. I'm reaching my peak, stuttering, can barely speak. I feel it. My release is milky, slippery, wet, and messy. He wipes his mouth, and his baritone says to me, "Now come here and get this meat." You get every little bit. You ain't never seen a drip like this. Have it at your fingertips. Don't you let a minute slip. You get every little bit. You ain't never seen a drip like this. Had it at your fingertips. Don't you let a minute slip. So say you'll have me. Go taste and see. Hope you don't sleep on me. I've got good plenty. When we first met, I was a vibe of my own. He was impressed with me because my frequency matched his energy the moment we locked eyes. Our unification was second nature as soon as he rubbed his manhood against my thighs. My honey drizzled. Without hesitation, sweet whispers in my ear gave him permission to taste my passion. It was that moment he knew that I was that spotted odor he always dreamed about once he saw how sweet and abundant my honey dripped. Gliding on his dick like a stallion horse with skates on, he was addicted to the very aroma of my flower. Given April showers in the middle of winter, I'm magical. Is what he told me after calling me his pussy fairy. His wish is my command every time he pours his liquid children into my womb. He is the keeper to my beehive that overflows in his mouth wherever he is hungry. I am the ultimate supplier that meets his every need. So say you have me. Oh, take and see. Hope you don't leave. Oh, me again. Good and plenty.
When the honey drips, things are bound to slip into warm and tight spaces, wet and willing, slick and sticky, sweet and moist places. Watch your step, it's about to get dangerous in these streets. Be it loose leaf or Egyptian cotton, it's about to get hot in these sheets. See, when the honey drips from these southern lips, it's sweet tea and magnolias, because honey grips on them tongues and tips. When you sprung off this cum, don't act like I ain't told you. These hips don't lie. What they imply is as honest as my pen. The innuendo in this wagon I'm dragging will have you trading in all your up-top hip-hop northern linguistics. I mean, your what's good son will become what it do. Have you bumping that southern player listic. Shorty, I'm naughty by nature. And when I taste you, lip, throat, and face you, grace you with these jaws of life, extract an explosion from your dynamite. And my eyes look slightly Chinese from the squeeze of my locks in your tight grip. You won't have to ask no more motherfucking questions about what happens when the honey drips.
You'll get every little bit. You ain't never seen a trip like this.
I need my drawers back. I don't know how you got a three-pack of drawers out of
me. I'm taking all the drawers. All the drawers is mine.
All the drawers. All the drawers. Hold on. We can add people to the queue. Hold on. Area code 205. I think I know who this is. Area code 205. Who am I speaking?
Do I really have to say my name?
No, you don't. But I just wanted to make sure. What up, Queen? What's going on?
Queen.
What's happening, y'all?
What's going on, baby?
What's going on? All right, let me open up this area code just to make sure. I think I know who this is. Area code 832. Who else is speaking? Area code 832.
Kenosha. Can you hear me?
Say it again.
This is Kenosha.
Oh, okay.
Kenosha.
Hey,
Kenosha. Yeah, yeah. Hey. I don't know what I walked in on, but somebody needs their drawers.
You're right. That would be me. So, Angel Kim, you're here too, right? Hello. Okay, good. All right. I don't know what to say. That menage was just, I don't know. All the water's out the well.
The name of the group is called Risk. R-S-K. Coming to your earwaves real soon.
Really?
Hold that. That's
album. Right.
Let me come back to Boss Man real quick. Boss Man, did you hear that?
Yo. Yo. I heard every single word, bro. Every single word. Why you do this to me, man, like that? Why you do that to me like that, bro?
Listen. They had to do it to you like that. I'm sorry. This is the CEO of 15 Radio Universe, For Real Entertainment Network, For Real Poet. So I just wanted him to make sure he heard the wind drip 22 as he was coming through. So, you know, did they get you?
Hey, yeah, bro. You should see my face right now, man. You caught me off guard. Look, they said that I'll never. That, oh man, she said that I'll never get. She said that I'll get every little bit. She said that I never seen a drip like this. She said she got that good hair. She nasty. her honey drip. I'm already addicted to her flower. She be the collector of my liquid children, my honey drips. Ah, my what it do. She said my what it do, her jaws of life she spoke about. I ain't asking no damn questions, bro. I'm just confessing that I like it. Yo, lady.
Well, hey, Mr. CEO. Hey, Mr. CEO.
Hey, hello, lady. That was delicious. That very, it really was. And my face was hurting over here. I was like, wow, that singing. Come on, stop playing. That was dope. I loved it.
I guess they took it.
Thank you, darling.
Yeah, I heard every
word. I appreciate
that.
Thank you.
That was beautiful, y'all. That was dope. I owe you one, bro.
What? You caught you off guard. I wish Dan was around, but we know
hey, yeah.
what it is.
Hey,
this
no
album is coming out soon.
Oh, I love
I'm willing
that.
To bet.
Let me know when they come out.
Yes, the title
let
of
it,
the album is Moisturized and Compromised.
All right.
That's what, I mean, that's what's up. That's what's up.
I want a copy. I want a signed copy.
Hey, okay. What the
fuck?
Putting albums out.
That
all right, so that was this. Tina Davis.
I'm a head twin.
And Tiffany. Ooh. Yeah, but see, I was in the lab today. I was in the lab today. So somebody knew I was in the lab. I was in the lab today, and I was like, I thought of some really crazy shit. But we'll talk about that later. Queen Flo-Tree, are you there?
I am here.
Queen Flo-Tree, can you give us a little something? You got a little something for us?
Quick question: is walking around a
dead
Sphinx here?
I don't see Sphinx, and if he is, I haven't seen him yet. But I think walking Erotica is. But if you're here, hit one so I know that you're here. I think this is walking Erotica right now. There you go. There's walking Erotica. All right. All right.
If you would give us just one moment.
All right, not a problem. We can move forward. Tanasha, are you there? Hello, Tanasha? Tanasha, are you there? I can't hear you. All right. Let me ask you, Tim. Angel Kim, are you there? Hello? Are we having problems?
She's calling Sphinx.
Oh, she's calling Sphinx. Okay. So, I guess I got run into
interference.
Just
give us a moment. Because you know it's going to be worth it.
I know it's going to be worth it, so let me run interference. Let me hop back here real quick. I'll see what I got really, really, really fast. Okay. Wait a second. I just want to make sure. Where am I at? Okay, hold on. I got to let me just put this on real quick so I can mute myself so I can get this ready. So let's try... Let's do this. What's my favorite? Matter of fact, hold on. Let's do it like this. Give me a little bit of Summer Walker. Get it going.
Gotta be
it just occurred to me, I can put y'all all in the back channel. Hold on, let me put y'all all in the back channel. Back. I should have ran a commercial break, but it would have been too short. We had to make sure everybody get in here what they were supposed to be doing. How they were supposed to be doing it. Pulling everybody in. Everybody's there. All right. Is everybody back? Is everybody back?
Are we here?
Yes, sir.
We all here. All right. Hold on. I got to do one thing real quick that I was supposed to be doing. Multitasking is crazy. So, alright, we in here being filthy miscreants. Welcome to the Epiphany Radio Universe presents the Honey Drip 2.0, number 12, Menage Drip, I'm sorry. I'm just stuck on the last couple of things that been happening. Anyway, in the meantime, in between time, wait a second, this is crazy. Back channel was lit. So how y'all feeling about this this drippage that I put forth? How's that feeling?
The floor is slick already.
The floor has been slick.
It ain't gonna do nothing but get worse.
Absolutely. All right. Get this ready. Then I'm gonna go run interference so y'all can get yourselves ready, get yourselves together. course, because y'all got some craziness that's about to happen. We're going to see how this works out. So hold on, I'll be right back.
In Mojave?
Yes.
I was going to say, we work together. Okay, go ahead, do what you're doing, babe.
Okay. I'm sorry, I had to go get Sphinx real quick. What'd you say, Angel?
Yeah, I was there with Angel.
We ready.
Y'all ready? All right, because I was gonna run this real quick so y'all can get this going. So, y'all ready? Hopefully this will work.
Yeah, let's
go.
Huh?
Go ahead and do what you're doing, babe.
All right. Tell me this is too loud. Oh, that's not it. Sorry. Wrong one. Where the hell am I at? Oh, there we go. Can y'all hear that? Can y'all hear that?
Bring it up a little bit.
Yeah, bring it up.
Okay, hold on. Hold for a second. I got a better way to do this. Hold on. How's that?
Sounds good.
The volume better now?
Yeah.
All right. Y'all can go, because I did it on my phone, and it didn't transfer to my laptop. So I'm going to have to sit back real quick. Have to go dig it on my phone. I was like, where's it at? Anyway, y'all ready?
We got you, bro. We got you.
All right, bet. Mic is yours. Mute myself, and the mic is yours. One time for the one time.
Thanks, love.
I got you.
Oh, healing moments just to be with you. Oh. No, it's wrong, it's hard to tell the truth, oh no, she don't have to know, she don't have to know, and no, girl, I know you're doing the same thing too, but I won't tell you, man, the things we do, oh no. He don't have to know. He don't have to know. When I see God,
shades in plain clothes, hiding in plain sight, blending into the crowd while standing out like portrait mode to my eye, I instinctively rub my ring finger, feeling the intention of lost time and forced commitment, but lust is my preferred drug. And though I know it's wrong, I can't stop craving you.
And oh, I feel sorry for mistakes we've made. But there's no reason that we shouldn't tell her today. She don't have to know. She don't have to know.
Phones on do not disturb, same as the hotel room doorknob, for I can focus on you when he can't. Soft kisses and caresses crescendo to mutual devouring of essences till we deepen sheets, pillow behind headboard, comforter in your clutch, face bowed in vocal praise of the bed springs, hips locked in my dominant grip, preparing you for the fuck of your life as I fuck his wife.
Morning, as we slept the night away, it happened, now we can't turn back the hands of time. Yes, we've stolen this moment. We forgot to face one simple fact. We both belong to someone else as we love the night away. Staring out the window, heavy on my mind, I glance over at you on the bed as images flash before my eyes. Rolling glances, hidden advances, knowing you are not mine to keep. What we are doing has to be a cardinal sin, and working together has become a mental challenge, competing with myself every day in hopes to finally win, but constantly lose. We said it would only happen one time, but that wasn't true. Taking on a life of its own, never trying to become emotionally connected, but here we are. Love, the demon battling within us because we are not supposed to be in love with one another, not when you have a wife and I have a man. But every time we meet up, trying to fight our urges for craving one another, we are left with regret. We never committed to this, but secretly we did. I'm not certain how much longer I can take this. What started out as a simple conversation turned into soft hugs and shoulders to lean on, connecting us mentally, and then filled with a kiss. Uncontrollable urges make it hard to just walk away, but it's not fair. Not for us, not for them, but he is never there, not for me. Late nights in the office tops with emotional sacrifices become too much for me. It pains me. I know this must end tonight, but not before making love one last time. You walking up behind me, placing your arms around my waist, pulling me into you, kissing my neck, while unbuttoning the shirt I'm wearing with yours, letting it fall to the floor, exposing my neck and bearing it all. Turning me towards you, looking into my eyes, you tell me you love me, and I begin to cry. Kissing my tears, trailing down my body until you're face to face with her. Burying yourself deep, trying to snatch my soul, and with little willpower left, I give in. This has to end, girl. Oh, my God, girl. Yes, yes, yes. And after coming several times over and over, you lay me down, continuing your pursuit of conquering my mind, body, and my soul.
contour my body in multiple positions. You dive into me, touching places within me he never could. Me left wishing he would. Arching my back as you fill me up and we make love all night. Both spent, yet rest only falls on your side of the bed. Slowly getting up, I gather my things, taking mental pictures as keepsakes I trust. Heading out the door, I grab my keys as I glance back one last time. Your number deleted, resignation completed, head hung, I say goodbye. Heart heavy, I drive, heading home to him, my husband. And now it's time for us to say goodbye. Goodbye, baby. I'm leaving you. I know I gotta hurry home to face my man. I would never, never want to hurt him. No, no, no. Because he never understands. But you belong to me for just one night. As we slept the night away, this morning. Goodbye, baby.
Baby, smile today. Cause I've been imagining the way I'm gonna love you better. And your friends will see it too. Just when you think there's nothing else I can do, I'm gonna love you better. But today ain't that day. Seems like I'm having an emotional struggle inside of me every day, knowing that things have not been up to par between me and my wife. I promise I try my best. Is my best really my best, though? Is it something I tell myself to make me feel better about our situation? All I'm saying is because I know I'm not doing right and honestly don't give a fuck about doing right until I decide to. We love each other to life for sure, but I know that life hasn't been life for a while. We've been arguing about things that don't matter to the both of us as a unit. We scream and complain, but I know we're getting our satisfaction from other sources because we're still together. And I know that also means that we still care. But that's not enough for me not to lie to myself and dive into the tank of infidelity, justifying my anger and actions rather than being truthful and admitting that it is my hunger to be appreciated how I want and need to be. I lay on that excuse to turn a blind eye to the confusing and crumbling chips that were falling because of me. Because none of me matters when I'm with you. Understand what I just said. None of me matters when I'm with you. Chocolate queen thicker than a Chick-fil-A strawberry sundae in the middle of winter. I see the good shit and you got it, baby, and I want it. So please, delightfully and purposely inject me with your understanding and forgiveness, your passion to stay in the moment, and the courage of us to still look each other in our painful eyes when we're done. Let me French kiss you softly and greedily, holding on to every emotional atom that you transfer to me. You shock my senses and make me question my thoughts and actions and blur my lines of what's right and what the fuck I want. And I have to show you, because you make me show you. Stick my tongue down your throat while I play your pussy like a violin with my fingertips. Pulling your strings as I remove my tongue from your esophagus, and that voice box sings in staccato E minor. Bring that bow to my lips and enjoy a mouthful of you. Babe, do me a favor. Push me down to your river of life. Bitch, you better. Open the gates of your heaven so I can roam free and explore a whole new world I've never been, because it's ever-changing life. It's amazing. Every time is the first time, and the first time is the last time to make an impression. So let me press into you. Hum a lullaby on that pussy that just so happens to be your pussy's favorite lullaby too, huh? That's coincidence, isn't it? Kiss, stick, lick, and roll my soul, snatching in, out, and through your canvas. You born that back as I latch, pull back, and reattach to you. I love that shiver you do when you comfort me when I lock your clit in my mouth. Leap sucking that soul out of you. Ooh, that I want so bad to belong to me. Hold your legs up as I enter you. Submarine traveling to the deep depths of your universe and go sit. My ass in your corner for being a bad boy. Guilty of turning you on, turning you up, and turning you the fuck out. You yearn for me as much as I do you. I grip your wrist as I dive and drive. You ride the stroke and throw the waves of your lust, of your sexual trust against the steel of my submarine. Fuck. You surround me and drown me. So you want it. You bite my lip and reach up to choke me. Oh, you want it. You look me in my eyes and say my name. Tell me you fucking want it. Yes, bitch. Tell me you want this coming. And as you have learned, this is when life begins anew for both of us. Because I sing at the top of my lungs to be blessed to have this feeling of freedom. I come and I come and I come and I come. And then I come for you. Not missing a single fucking stroke, I go from helpless to help this woman in front of me, Lord. She needs your strength because she's about to witness godliness in its purest form. Freely, intently, helplessly, and painfully. I lock your body in my arms and I punish you. I punish and I punish and I punish until you are out of breath, out of coming, out of consciousness. And after I thank you hundreds of times with kisses all over your body, I have to go back into my view and it's feeling the sadness. But now I'm wondering, sadness for who? Because if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. At least not tonight.
Secret, that's how we should keep it. It's on everybody's mind about you and I. They think so, but they don't really know or want to know that. I cream whenever you enter the room. Nipples tingle when someone mentions your name. Fantasize about your face between my thighs while we converse among our group of friends. I sometimes have to catch myself from staring at your fine eyes so the others don't see the longing in my eyes or catch us lock looks and bite lips as we reminisce on what we did in the closet 20 minutes ago. It's funny because I know his wife is fucking my husband, but mine thinks I don't have to know, or she thinks I don't know. But I smelled her on him the first night that they slept the night away as they laid. And now I'm letting my sneaky link love me better. But nothing's better than me going to his office. No panties underneath my dress. Him bending me over his desk or pressing me against his window. Fucking me senselessly knowing no one knows we creeping. Do I feel guilty about sleeping with her man. Hell no. Because she fucks sneaking around, sniggling and smiling in my face, kissing her man after she just sucked my man's dick. So call me vindictive. What they don't know won't hurt them. But as long as he keep digging in my guts, I'm going to keep coming for him. Because he's my little secret. And that's how I'm going to keep it. We will never let him know, never let it show. And he know, like I know, I will never let him go.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Y'all ass need to be in jail.
Y'all need to serve some jail sentences. This is illegal.
Oh, Lord.
This is not only is it damn, but it's really problematic. And I was even done. I was like, damn, what? I forgot. Holy. Can we get a round of applause for Queen Poetry, Walking Erotica, Sphinx the Poet, and Angel Kim, the Sweet One? Can we get that? Go on.
Hey, bitch, you better. My God. It's a bitch you better that sneaks up on me, okay? I'll be like, ooh,
oh, Lord. I'm like, that's not supposed to be good, but it's like I like it.
Man, look, wilding.
I have to tell you the story from all sides.
Do we have any flowers for them? Do we have any flowers? If you feel like you don't want to say anything out loud, you can please send things in the back channel. But I'm just going to give this three shades of goddamn, two full holy shits, and motherfucker for my rating. Exactly, my piece. Because goddamn. But it's going on. Wait a second. Hold on. Let me check in with the boss man. Let me ask the boss man a question. Boss man, did you
hear me? Hey, yes, I sure did, my brother. Give me a minute, man. I'm drinking some holy water. Yo, this is pretty.
Pass it when you're done. I'm going to need some of that.
I had just left men's fellowship, and so y'all know y'all got me kind of way with God. Hey, this is totally flammable. I don't know who gonna pay for these microphones up in here, but Mojave, bro, that was fire. That was fire, y'all. I'm like crazy over here. Y'all got my face all lit the hell up, and I'm trying to wipe it down because somebody messed up. And somebody messed up and let some juices fly. That was dope, y'all. I'm trying to watch
not the flying juices.
Flying right. Juices, bro. I'm it peach. Somebody got some peach on over there too. Hey, that was dope. What the hell you want me to say, man? I wasn't ready for that. I didn't know I was getting like it reminded me of some like a erotic concert. Like one of those musical plays that excuse the name I'm gonna use, but you know when I'm gonna just say the name, but you know he's a great artist. You know he got himself in some trouble, but when R put those poetical plays together, and is within his music, R. Kelly, you know what I'm saying? And I'm listening to the singing, I'm listening to the progression in the storytelling and stuff like that. It reminds me of one of those things like that, man. Like a story being told by different people, and it's like I love that. I was waiting for Mr. Big to walk through and kick in the door for somebody. Yeah.
Mad quotable. She's like, as long as he keeps digging in my guts, I was like, oh goddamn.
Yeah, I'ma keep coming for him.
Because she's fucking my man.
I'm gonna go to bed hearing that song about somebody being somebody's little secret. That was very creative. I loved it.
Man, listen. All right, boss man. I'm going to put you back in the queue. We're going to continue on with the show. We got a few more people to go and make sure that we have that.
Okay.
We got that. We're going to make it. We have
right.
it. So, yeah. So, all right, I'm going to put you back in the queue. We're going to come back to you. All right.
One love.
One love.
Excuse me.
All right. So, I know that her story too, you here, right?
I am.
All right. All right. Anybody else feeling froggy? Press one, you can jump. I found myself, and I had to move to a location because the 9-year-old was back and he can't be hearing this type of stuff. We cannot corrupt him. He must learn the natural way. He cannot be getting evolved before his time. Y'all will not make him go Super Saiyan before
time. Do not corrupt the baby. Please don't.
Not the baby. It's not the baby. All right. So
listen. He's going to be asking you them real hard, you know, hard questions. You're going to have to come up with answers for it.
I'm going to do the same thing my father said to me. Would you ask me? I'm going to kill you. would you ask me? I'm going to kill you. Do you want to die? Do you want to die? You know, you'd be like, no, I don't want to die. I particularly like my frame. I want to live, as you can tell. You know, so I ain't asked my father too many questions until I got older. I had to get bigger than my father. So if I look up at me, I'm like, I'm bigger than you now. Now what? Now let me stop. I'm kidding. Dad, don't kill me. Hold on. Let me see. Let me make sure I got it. A second. Okay, I got it. Is that better?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right. There's nothing as beautiful as you are, naked. Like the day you were born, for long I could never forsake you, take you to places hidden. When nature speaks, it seeks to give beauty to my eyes in the form of you. Give me your means, kisses are benedictions, consumption of love, our gaze dances, exploiting all chances. Making true all intentions, may I learn of your unmentionables, the innocence in your eyes filled with warning, lips full leading to be drank, make me drunk. Wearing the most beautiful lace, neck swan like grace, asking for taste, skin speaking soft, skin speaking need, skin speaking more, skin speaking hunger, skin speaking touch, soft, giving. My mouth wants to sample your nipples as an appetizer. Chiffon lingerie, holding melanin fetching. Melon's magnificent aerial is asking to be masticated, consumed until hardness makes nipples into full bloom. Your torso full lined with sex flush and goosebumps. Your hips barely holding thongs. Your lips are drooling and singing a song, soaking with their lipstick sticking out in a thigh holding light. Signs of a causeway. Making me want to get off in your exit. Revlon on manicure toes, making me want to stick them in my mouth for a good suck. Fuck. How I want you. How I want to touch you. How I want to feel everything that you are. I love your growth, your change, your evolution, the revolution of a sensual freedom that you express when your hands stir and press. Your love button, the sudden shudder of orgasm, stomach wave, no particular pattern, the spasms are all voluntary, there'd be softness amongst clouds, angelic holding water vapor, waiting to be expressed as rain, storm, sun shower, to deluge, I want her to monsoon, the part of the sun to reflect her moon, and her moan, her thickness smooth, I hear her beauty from my reply. Let me worship you as a goddess. Kowtow, kneel, offers my mouth and digit for your appeal. I've already given you my intelligence to speak in warm conversation to surround your spirit to know that you are covered by love. There's nothing else to speak of except what feels like when exchange becomes physical and the essence of what we dream of becomes true. Making you mine, that you give me you. It's the greatest flex. There's nothing greater than our connection and soul sex.
that piece is so amazing. I love it.
Oh.
Why you giving it up?
What did this baby do?
Raggy? That's how it is. Man, come on, man. I love you.
Listen.
That was dope. That was dope as shit, bro.
Yo, hilarious.
Y'all all need some prayer. I'm just going to say that. Y'all so unholy.
We waiting for you
for the
fella of the hour. Don't start with me.
We waiting
on
yo,
you.
It was a nipple for the appetizer. I was like, I'm on board, bro.
He said, I'm on board.
Oh, my gosh. Why are y'all like this?
He said, put me in the car. I'm going for a ride.
Exactly.
Six
times.
Fuck it. Call the Uber. So we're all getting a ride. It's going $2. Oh, man. That's hilarious. Yo.
Breathe, please. Breathe. No, get him out of here, y'all. Yeah, please. Oh, wow, like this.
Yeah.
It's unhealthy for him to be in the corner right now. Get him out.
Listen, he's out right now.
Now, y'all know what time it's over.
Yeah.
No more corner for Mojave.
Bless it. Somebody get him now.
Yo, there's something wrong with all y'all.
Yeah, we could feel the bastards. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
Listen, just imagine this energy face to face. It's gonna be lit.
Oh hell.
Lord. Everybody
else
is gonna be burnt.
Listen, it's all the way live, all the time. Like it's 25/8.
Oh,
it is. Okay, Lisa, let them know that this, like, it just goes.
Yes. Oh my God, the energy when we all get in one room is amazing. It's like kinetic. You can feel the room vibrate.
Yeah. Mm.
Hold on, y'all. Don't say vibrate.
Somebody got a
damn shaking and shit. Okay.
Oh, wait, don't say vibrate.
Yeah. You got the backpedal thought about, so we don't know how to act. They're like, y'all have no goddamn sense. I'm like, none of us do. Welcome to the gym. This is what we do over here. We cut the fuck up. And for real, don't fire me. But matter of fact, let me make sure I'm not getting fired. Let me ask my boss, man, see, make sure. Boss, man, you're not going to fire me for that, right? I'm not going to get fired for that? Boss, man.
I think you knocked him out.
No, like, boss man, I'm good, right? I'm good. I ain't soaked the mics too good. It's all right?
bro. The damage report will be in on Thursday.
You docking my check?
You're going to still get paid,
mics.
Bro. I'm going to get those mics paid. Bro.
You're going to get paid.
You gonna get paid, so I can get paid, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna need that because y'all destroying some stuff up in here. And bro, you should have got those slip covers for the sofas and stuff, bro, because it's like slippery up in the studio.
You know, if you come into a studio and people see like slip covers or. They're going to ask questions, right?
Yeah.
They're going to ask why we got all these rubber mats down. They're going to ask. They're going to know. They
gonna know.
There's a reason for everything. And yes, there's a reason for everything. That'll be.
All right, we got enough too much. All right, Bossman, I'm gonna put you back in queue. We're gonna continue on with the show. We're short time right now.
Baby.
All right. Baby. All right. I'm sorry. Y'all killing me. Y'all trying to kill me. People in here trying to kill me. All right. Her story true. We're going to move from me to you. Are you ready?
I thought Lady Zakee and Brian was going to go first.
Wait, where's Lady Zakee? Lady Zakee here? Hold on.
I don't know.
Hold on. Let me make sure. Eric, go for some note. Murder, is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
All right, Murder, that's you. All right, so what we're going to do while we're waiting for Ladies Are Key and walking around to get together, we're going to let you rock. You ready?
No, I'm not ready. I just called in. Hold on 1 second.
We're ready. Where's Ladies Are Key at?
To what?
No, no, not you. I was asking for somebody else.
Okay,
just let me know when you're ready to go, Murder.
Threw me off. Okay.
You ready?
All right, you ready? I'm ready. All
right, we're going. All right. We're going to move our mics, and away you go.
All right. 22 flights up, and I could only climb to 19. The gas gets me high, but I can't compete with my self-esteem. I am a queen. I wear it proudly. Not just a name, my title respects that shit, skyscrapers. Buildings rotate, built, but this balcony got me thinking it's my home. Baby, give me memories. The wind hits you different from this level climb in me. He said, baby, nobody can see. He opens me up like... Open me up like I'm a flower, pollinated last season. Let me be the reason you can finally let go and, baby, relax and give it to me. Can I take care of you? Touch is my love language. See, he brought me to the clouds and I sway in the wind. See, this glow is like because he took the time to watch me grow and I took the time to find me, erase the pain so I could see that I bleed ink. He came up 19 flights just to show me what he sees. And he said, baby, rejuvenate me in peace.
So we're just going to be defiling balconies, huh? That's what we're into now? So what we're doing, Murder?
She's
like, yep. You know somebody's having lots of sex when they say yep real quick. Hey, you going to do that? Yep.
I don't know.
It's fun. Look at you. Any flowers for the peace? Good people.
Wait, who was that just speaking? Who was the voice?
This is Murder.
Oh, Murder.
Baby. That's right. Yo, Mojave.
I thought it was Lisa.
Thank you for having me on the show. It was awesome.
No, thank you for coming through to the show. That would be good. Great thing, I think this is Ladies Are Key. Ladies Are Key, is this you?
It is.
Aha. Okay. So thank you, Murder. Thank you for coming through and enjoying that. You guys stick around. It's about to be some fireworks right now. We're going to end the show in rare form. All right. So I'm gonna put you back in the queue. Don't be a stranger. Make sure you come around. It's all good stuff. So we're going to make sure everything else happens. Thank you for coming. I appreciate you. That was dope. Stop the falling balcony stuff. We got to cut that out.
All right, y'all need to come on and put
someone now. I'm just saying, like people come out to the balcony, they put their hands on the balcony, they slip off and fall to their death because you done made the balcony wet. But we ain't going to talk about that.
Not if you
You said what?
If you came to the balcony, you will not fall.
Well, you know what? That's a whole nother conversation. Come back. We'll put you the cube. Come back. Okay. All right. Louis Akeem, Walking Erotica, you ready?
Oh, hold on.
You got to be in Francis. I got to go first. Take the cobwebs out. I got you, love.
You know, mercy, Jesus.
You heard
it? Oh, dear, you issues.
That again, said
Man, shit, I'll take them cobwebs out. You ready?
Come on here, shit.
Yes, ma'am. That's all I wanted. I just want to consent. That's all. I just want to consent.
Oh?
All right. You want time for one time. Mic is yours.
Yes. Our piece is called Privately in Public. Damn, babe. I'm so glad to be out on the town together with you, sharing the night in our favorite club. I actually miss the hard-hitting bass from the speakers in my chest, the dressed-to-impress attitude, and the we just don't give a fuck about nothing energy. It's truly intoxicating, you know, since we don't really get to get out much because of our busy schedules. You know I brought out the RSVIP, right, and invited a lot of friends because, you know, I like it crowded. The DJ begins to do his shit, and the club is erupting around us. But I can't take my eyes and hands off of you. It's always the feeling of needing to refill from the life extending on, patiently waiting in a vortex of agony that I'm willing to go through just to touch you, kiss you, smell you, taste you, fuck the death out of you. Come sit on my lap as they dance around us, baby. Let me slip my hand in your pussy and drench it in your nurturing nectar. Pull it out and mix you in my cognac shot. Switch that shit around all 32 of my teeth and save it before I gargle and swallow your spiritual juices. Shit, you know I'm crazy. And crazy is what you make me, babe. Shit. So you know what I'm trying to do. But consent is so fucking sexy. So, baby, can I?
Consent is very fucking sexy. So place your hand back between my thighs. Slide your middle finger inside me. Press the ball of your hand on top of my clit while I rotate my ass against your dick. Massaging it. Ease your hand. Ease my hand behind me to unzip you. Even though the music is loud, I can still hear your masculine moans bouncing off my eardrum. Stop. Give me your finger. Let me taste the wet cherry juices that your hand is covered in. My pussy tastes so good. Now be the good man that you are and put your poker face on. Sliding on the floor onto my knees, mouth wide open so you could bottle feed me. I run the tip of my tongue around the head of your dick, down the side of your shaft, come back up, and I can hear you getting louder as I cover your dick with my entire mouth. I see you enjoyed that. Now I need to sit back on your lap so I can slowly slide your dick in between my pussy lips. Take your right middle finger, tap on my clit. Now, let me see your face. I want you to look me in my eyes and allow me to suck your tongue. Now what?
Damn, bro. You sure know how to make a man feel like a fucking maniac and a gentleman at the same damn time. The drinking of your saliva activates my aggressive nature to fuck. You know that, babe. Our soul wrestling is so fucking addictive. Now you got me staring in your eyes full of fire while my box is full of dick and slob, fiending to finish what I started. The smell of our misbehavior fills my senses and I only see us. And nothing will ever stop me from seeing us. Stand up, baby. Let me lead you to the dark corner of our RSVIP, where the crowd is thick and the weed smoke fills the air. Girl, you look good. Won't you back that ass up on me? Lift off that right slit of that sexy purple dress. Let me slide in and force you to let out that hypnotizing. Oh, shit. Moan and shiver. My stroke falls right in computer sync with the beat and the vibrating hum from the 808s traveling through the walls. And it's fighting itself into our fucking private party. You buckle as I hold you by your neck and I dig you in rhythm. But at the same time, I'm fighting to hold my consciousness to hold on to this establishment and not get submerged in your queendom.
Lost in my queendom. Please do. Submerge yourself in juices that cover your stiff, rock-hard dick. They don't even notice us. They are too busy bumping and grinding themselves. So you just keep steady and slow. Continue to feed my body what she's craving for. That's the spot right there. You're fixing to make me squirt, sweating up the front of your outfit, but don't stop. This feeling you are delivering has me feeling like I just popped a next beer. And this shit is so intense. Fuck this. I want to be face to face. I want to watch your expression as you reach your peak. Yes. I can feel you about to come. So I raise my leg, push you out of me. With a wicked smile, I lick my lips. Wait a few more seconds, then grab that slimy dick and put it right back between my pussy lips. Now, come for me.
Yes, baby. I grip your hips and thrust deeply, just as I feel your pussy rip a bit, painfully, but obliging, contracting and choking me inside you. You snatch and push my soul simultaneously and shred my world into tiny pieces inside of you. Seeing this is one of the million fucking reasons I love you and that I am in love with you. You do crazy shit like this, and I need more of you, and I need more of you right fucking now. So right now it's fuck this section, fuck these people, and fuck this club. Respectfully, of course. Now follow me. Let's get the fuck out of this club.
Come on now. Ooh. Hey.
Yes, damn filthy.
Mm. Yes, you get, listen, I you know what? You know what? I need a drink.
Say it, man.
Drink right now. I need a drink. Y'all give it up for Ladies IKEA and Walking the Rock. This is a phrase from Sphinx. It ain't gonna get no better. Her story true. Are you there?
I am.
Are you ready?
I was born ready.
No, wait. I'm not ready. I'm not. I'm not ready.
The
you got to get ready.
Can you get ready?
Get your popcorn.
Just hold on to something.
All right, we're going to hold on.
I need to be bedridden.
Okay.
I need to clench next time I get up in here. Shit, okay.
All right, you ready? I'm going to mute my mic and the mic is yours.
All right. I don't share, and I definitely don't wait. And this nigga out here showing his ass, creeping and clubbing, pick these bitches back and shit up. Yo, Brian, you know what time it is, don't you? It's time for you to pay for your sins. Bring your motherfucking ass here and do what you do best. Those lips, yeah, warm, moist, craving to indulge. I see you anxiously gliding your tongue left to right. Let those lips please me. Venture into the depths of me. Attempts to reach the bottom of this vast ocean. Explore Atlantis. Uncover all her hidden truths. Roam freely into every cave and cavern. Expose her darkest and most sinful desires. Dive into my center with intentions. Bow down before this throne. Lording my labia as your tongue edifies, pay homage to this click. Attentive to each poem, each pitch and tone, each moan. I want you to take me. Revealing the revelations of my sweet center, continuously pulling me closer and closer. As tides rise between these thighs, the moisture in your mouth increases, solidifying that you need this honey. Motherfucker, you crave it. With each wave of pleasure, stop up all this goodness. Praise every molecule of its essence, seducing me with your words. Release and free yourself of all tension. Let me see you take this pussy. Penetrate me, thrusting harder and harder as my walls begin to swell, rise, and surface, urging you to proceed with no caution, but make no mistake, I am queen, and you, my humble servant, will for one purpose, to stimulate and pleasure me. Give reverence, emerge yourself as me, swim deep into my charted waters.
Oh, hail the queen.
That's
and
right.
By my law, I'm
real quick, if you're streaming, you have approximately a minute to get in here. The number is 319-527-6300. You got a minute. That's about it. We're going to continue on. And her story true. I had a big jar of cold press right here. I ain't going to say what I did with it, but I think I... Now, you got 60 seconds to come through. You want to keep continuing to hear this. If you need this, make sure that you understand this is like live action erotica for you, happening for you at the meantime. So if you got some bad ideas for this, make sure that you come see the porn that gave you the bad ideas. It'll help you out. It's good stuff. Man,
her story. I may mess with her story too. I don't know. First it was the Triplemint twins that just came here and did people dirty. Lisa Lips moaning, getting splashed on the. I done heard a lot of things tonight. I've heard a lot of things. And I believe all of it to be true.
Listen, we done got like 3 episodes of Walking Erotica. 3 episodes.
Made no damn sense.
Let me see. Listen, the erotic action figure. Dead serious.
What?
You're like, let me see how I articulate my joint.
What does one get one of these?
Yeah. Like, you got the nipple slip. Oh, man. Able to leap mighty camel toe in a single bound. How do you think? Pour me a drink. That's it. All right. So if you're within the sound of my voice, I understand that we are in overtime. We're not here for a long time. We're here for a short time. It's a school night. But y'all give up. Y'all give a round of applause to Her Story True. And it feels like McNasty self can just make people feel all compromised and while I moisturize.
Extra moisture.
I'm hydrating right now. I'm hydrating.
I'll be damned. All
right, okay. Hydrating. Niggas is out here.
Listen, I'm still waiting for Boss Man to pass me the holy water he was drinking. I'm going to need him to pass that on down the line.
He's just going to have to douse us. He's going to have to get, like, super soaker just spray everybody.
It's parched.
I just want to tell you, I'm hydrating out this piece. It's not even funny. But, you know, we're gonna go from you to the piece de resistance. We're going to go with Sphinx and the songbird. Are y'all ready?
Oh, yeah.
We're ready.
Yeah.
All right,
so
we're not finishing our piece?
Yeah, I don't think Walking Erotica was done.
Yeah, I don't think he was either.
Yeah, he's still got his part.
I didn't know he wasn't done. I felt the pause, you know. But I'm sorry. Forgive me. I want to cut me off. Yeah.
I'm over here dying.
I'm just saying. Listen, we're going to have to hit that with a
cold press. Blame the cold press.
We're going to give some prayers, cold press, Bible study, and shots of holy water. We should be okay. Especially after the day I had. Somebody told me something crazy. I was like, what? Anyway, that's besides the point. We ain't going to talk about that now. Let's back to our conversation. Anyway, Walking Rock, I hope y'all don't mind because we are on short time. I want to finish this piece out, then we can get going. Is it cool?
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah. Let's go.
All right, is it cool? All right, so we're going to go to Sphinx and Songbird. Are y'all ready?
Yes, we are ready.
All right, well, come on. One time for the one time. I'm going to mute my mic and the mic is yours.
Okay.
This is collaboration called Hypnotherapy.
Hey, I'm not sure if I'm in the right place. My appointment is at 10:15 to see the hypnotist. Is he here?
What can I do to you? For you. Today.
Okay. Well, I'm here because I have a problem. I don't know how to control it. You see, I have two sisters.
personalities, and they have their own way of doing things.
Well, we all have our defense mechanisms, some more creative than others. When did you start to believe your sisters were a problem?
Well, at first, they would come around to protect me, but then they started coming out more when they saw a man they liked. One time, I snapped out of it and found myself tied up, naked in a hotel room with a man's thumb in my ass, and my flower ship was in his mouth, and I told him to untie me, and I went home. I had nothing but a long jacket to cover me, and I'm speed walking down a damn hallway, and he's yelling for my sister Kenny, and I was embarrassed.
Kenny, she sounds dangerous. What do you and your sisters feel about your relationships, about the idea of love?
Well, Doc, I love everything about love, but my other sisters, they...
Kenny.
Well. If it isn't Dub, long time no see. Hey, baby.
Don't you hate baby me. You know what happens when you run from me. Or maybe you need a forceful reminder of how I had you tied up, unfolded, and cracked open like a three-ring binder, chiseling my hieroglyphic drip pieces in every hole you have with reckless abandon. You heard Walking Erotica. So why the fuck was Kenya crying?
Hey, you watch how the fuck you talk to me. Since when you started doing that shit? Besides, she didn't even know I was there, so she probably thought I was in trouble the way you slapped me. Left ass cheek was sore for 2 fucking weeks.
And it should have been 3. You fucked up my masterpiece. I had plans of stringing your frame up and zero gravity hate fucking your brain up with my go-go gadget paintbrush. I apologize. He can be a little aggressive. Now, where is the drill sergeant Songbird?
Who, Memphis? I didn't know you had a brother until about a few months ago. Birdman mentioned him, but you know her ass always fucking singing all the time, so I usually tune out. But I do remember us drinking at the bar, and her ass saw some scrawny-ass little boy. I guess he looked good to her, and that heifer started singing.
Bird. I saw her from across the room, floating off the ground as she approached the stage. I lost my military bearing as her fingers tenderly held the mic, melting my armored heart from its prison of ice. Self-sentenced since that last night.
Your sex was smooth as Tennessee whiskey.
Your lips were sweet, strong peri wine.
You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And Memphis, I'm stoned on your love. All the time. I miss the way you kissed me at the bar that night. And how we, you know, in the back of your brother's truck. Soon as you entered into my honey, I wouldn't stop shivering and dripping. I wanted to feel that every time I saw you until you told me you couldn't see me anymore. Why is that?
I was at war with the childlike wonder you sparked in me. When night sweats terrorized my mind, I was afraid I would hold you too tight. I couldn't live with failing my mission of ensuring your flight. I apologize. They come so natural to me, the lies. Deception is yet another trick in my drip bag, along with the best sex, love, and pain you've ever had. So please. We don't have time for this.
Now stop it. I came here to get help, and all your ass is doing it and having your brothers fuck around with my sisters. Now, what type of fucking therapy is this?
Honestly, Sphinx is the mastermind behind this maze of conscience, conjured to guide us through lifetimes of soul conjoining parallel possibilities of love. So I can finally say, it's nice to meet you, Kenya. Now
okay,
let's get started.
Okay. So who the fuck is Sphinx? And oh, this is some freaky shit, but I guess you're the only one that can help me. So I'm ready.
All y'all mud fletchers need to go to the corner. All of y'all. Every single last one of y'all. All six of y'all.
Especially Memphis. Especially Memphis.
Yo, this is the second time. I'm even more amazed.
Right.
What did you say, Walking Erotica?
No, I was just saying, they are insane. They are insane.
This, y'all all out of bounds. This whole thing has been out of bounds. Whole thing. Wait, hold on. Let me do this real quick, real fast. Oh no, boss man, he hung up. That's terrible. He must be on the plantation. Oh, that's messed up. Boss man hung up. But listen, if you're listening and you've been here and you catch this on the After Play, realize it's iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, Castbox, Speaker, Google Play. Wherever every major platform is, here on Epiphany Radio, look up the Honey Drippers. You will find this podcast. Enjoy yourself. I did. You should. Enjoy yourself. I would like to give a special round of applause to the Honey Drippers for coming through and rocking this motherfucking shit. Can y'all give yourselves a round of applause, please?
Woo!
Yeah. I'm just saying. Matter of fact, hold on. Let's just make this easier for everybody. So I figure out what I did with it. So this is what happens when I'll be in the studio early so I can be repining shit. Where you at? Let me see. Here, what's that? Oh. It just did some weird stuff. All right. Never mind. It was like, okay, yeah, you're going to have to stop fooling around with your thing, right? That's what it just told me. It really just cleared my screen.
Oh, fooling around with your thing.
You're right.
What thing you fooling around with over there?
It was that
punk
again.
I was fooling around with the studio.
What's that call, Chris, doing?
Okay. Right.
You can't be doing call press and get the crowd. There you go. We have no round applause. Wait a second.
When I go to do a tea.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, good people one and all, thank you for coming out to the 100 for 2.0, number 12, the Menage Drip, the run back. The run back was absolutely real. You can catch us here on the Pivot Radio Universe once a month. You can check us out in Clubhouse every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and go through our old stuff and everything else. And also check us out. You can book us. You can get us. You can bring us to you. We're going to have a good time. We're going to make sure we have a good time. Make sure that you have a good time and enjoy these words as they inspire you to do all the erotic, little nasty things that you like to do. It has been an incredible night. It is a school night. We'd like to thank everybody once again. One more round of applause for everybody in the Drip, Wind Drip 22, Classroom Angel Kim, Sphinx, Queen Floetry, Lisa Lips, Who Had You Think, Walking Erotica, Her Story True, Kenya Songbird, Steve Mastina, Baby, Mr. Rare, Epiphany, Lord Have Mercy. Who else we got? Did I miss anybody? I hope I ain't missed nobody. I should have missed nobody. Oh, Lady Zaki. Hey, the very, very sensual and sexy Lady Zaki. We ain't going to talk about that. Put your head between... Who going to tell somebody to put your head between your legs? Guess what? I'm coming, I'm going to sleep. That's all that's happening. I'm like, oh, that's what's happening. That's all that's going on. Anyway, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I leave all the long full stroke into walking around. Long full stroke.
Listen, all three episodes.
He's like, you respond until after hit 11. I'm like, it's after dark. I'm sorry. And he'd be like, yeah, you fired. I'm like, I'm still showing up. Like, it's tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Anyway, that's besides the point. We'd like to thank y'all for coming. This is dope. It's been dope. It continues. Check us out this Sunday. I'm coming up with something different this Sunday. I got an idea. Strike whatever I said last Sunday, strike it from the record. Matter of fact, toss it out. Put it in the garbage. It's not happening. All right? So we're going to do something completely different. I have a few ideas. I'll hit y'all on the back channel. As for everything else, I know tomorrow is Love Zone. I know that Thursday is, I don't know, what are they doing this Thursday? I forgot what it was. But that's the
Get Down.
Yeah, I know. Friday, I have no idea what's going on. Saturday is either going to be Poetic Therapy or it'll be doing date night differently. Sunday is Inspiration Factory. Monday is Soul Cafe. Or do what you like, whichever one happens. And next Tuesday, join us for a rousing, dope, and incredible show for War Council. We will be doing War Council, and we got some power pack surprises for y'all. We gonna throw everything at the kitchen sink, y'all, when it comes to dating and relationships. It's going to be some real ugly stuff. You got to come check it out. It's going to be mad funny. Everybody's articulate. It's going to be super dope stuff. And, of course, you know, we all play the good music along with that, too. And then after that, the following Tuesday is Fly Speak, which we will be featuring.
Come on,
boy. Yeah. Huh? What happened?
No, my phone came on muted. My phone came on muted while I was yelling at my grandson.
All right. So the following Tuesday, we will have Lati D as one of the Fly Speak open mics. We have Dr. Victoria Reyes, one of my esteemed friends, professor at the University of Albany, super fucking dope poet. It would be my pleasure to introduce him to y'all. And a couple other people are coming through for some incredible mic, Fly Speak open mic. It's going to be real sexy. Other than that, you guys, it's been a pleasure. It's a school night. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Good night. All right. Good night, one and all. Thank y'all.
Good night. Love y'all.